Guaranteed millionaire in every lotto draw and a chance to win the jackpot. Thanks to Mrs. Galbraith, Noel Edmonds didn't win. Anyone can win with lotto. Please, don't let it be Noel. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Westover Business Centres, your best choice for all makes of business car and commercial vehicles throughout the South. Westovergroup.co.uk.
On FM, digital and online, the South's biggest radio station. Wave. 105.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Michael Coombs. The government has rejected a UN panel's ruling that Julian Assange is being detained arbitrarily in the UK and should be able to walk free. The WikiLeaks founder was first arrested in 2010 after being accused of rape in Sweden. He spent the last 3 years hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He denies the claims. WikiLeaks spokesperson Kristin Raffensen says Britain must abide by the ruling.
We expect the UK government and the Swedish government to act accordingly to drop the arrest warrant against him and for the UK authorities to deliver his passport and allow his freedom.
Planes flying to the UK from Central and Southern America are to be sprayed with insecticide. It's to try and stop the spread of the Zika virus, which is linked to underdeveloped brains in babies. Meanwhile, an athlete from Portsmouth who's hoping to represent Britain at the Paralympics in Rio has told Wave 105 that the Zika virus won't keep her away from the Games. Brazilian authorities say the mosquito-borne virus poses no risk to athletes and spectators, except pregnant women. Lorraine Lambert is hoping to be selected for the shooting squad and says she feels confident they'll be safe.
Got our own GPs and everything on hand and giving us information like to stay away from mozzies and, you know, use DEET and all of these things, which is just the general common sense stuff. But yeah, I mean, it is a scary thing, but it's also something that if you're going to be top of your game, then you've got to compete against that as well as compete against other people.
More on the news pages at wave105.com. Maurice White, the founder of the band Earth, Wind and Fire, has died at the age of 74. They sold more than 90 million albums and had hits including September and Boogie Wonderland. It appears noise pollution isn't just a headache for human beings. Scientists at Southampton University have discovered that underwater sounds from shipping and offshore wind farms could be altering the behaviour of our seabed creatures. Things like crabs and shellfish are crucial to maintaining healthy ecosystems in our seas. Professor Martin Solon says we need to find out what impact man-made sounds are having on them.
Over the last few decades, sound sources associated with human activity have kind of doubled every decade for the last 6 or 7 decades. So there's major gaps now in understanding, you know, what the consequences of that increased amount of sound are.
It's time to dig deep in our pockets. Council tax is going up across the region. In Hampshire, councillors are meeting to discuss a rise of almost 4% for their part. That means an increase of around £27 for a Band A property or around £41 for an